This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Health experts are worrying about that expected holiday coronavirus surge. Hospitals are already so overwhelmed in Los Angeles County that ambulances have been told not to transport patients to hospitals if they have virtually no chance of surviving. Governor Gavin Newsom.
Hospitalizations, we've seen a sevenfold increase in just 2 months. On ICU admissions, we've seen a sixfold increase in just 2 months. So it shows what can happen in a very short period of time.
The good news? Almost 5 million Americans have gotten coronavirus shots, though that's fewer than expected at this time. Critical care nurse Sandra Lindsay in New York is the first healthcare professional in the nation to have gotten both the first and the second final shot. Her advice to those who are nervous about getting the vaccine?
Speak to experts. Speak to healthcare professionals. Don't listen to hearsay. And let us all do our parts. It's our civil responsibility in a crisis to just band together and get through this.
The polls are open in Georgia. Today's two Senate runoff elections in Georgia will determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Two wins would lead to a 50-50 split in the Senate, as Vice President Kamala Harris would also be the Senate's presiding officer and its tie-breaking vote. Combined with the Democrats' House majority, it would lead to a much easier path for then-President Biden to enact his agenda.
President Trump continues trying to overturn the election results. Now the Chamber of Commerce is warning that challenging the Electoral College vote undermines our democracy. This is AP News. TV's Jeopardy! Is now showing the final episodes Alex Trebek recorded before he died. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
In the first show of what turned out to be his final week as Jeopardy! Host, Alex Trebek urged viewers of the long-running game show to help victims of the coronavirus pandemic. In the show's opening, Trebek urged viewers to help build a gentler, kinder society by pitching in just a little bit to help those affected by COVID-19. Trebek died November 8th at age 80 of pancreatic cancer. The final week of Trebek shows were originally scheduled to air Christmas week, but producers decided to air them after the holidays so that more people could watch. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Dow cratered yesterday, down 382 points. The S&P fell 55. The NASDAQ lost 189 points. A wobbly start to the new year, said one analyst. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.